We have got people from Inverness, from Newquay, and from London. In fact, Louise, you're not even from London either, are you? You're Preston or somewhere like that. Yes. None of them are from London. They sometimes work here. We're going to hear from their point of view what they've got to say about airports. So, Drew, we're going to start with you from the SNP.
First of all, thank you very much to Let Britain Fly for inviting me today to what seems like a kind of reverse aviation version of Blind Date with the with Gatwick and Heathrow in behind the wings waiting for the decision on it. Well, our view is very clear, and I think actually you've heard it resonate from business. You'll have it resonate from people in Scotland as well. If you're going to make a decision, get a move on and make the decision, because it holds everybody back. I know the view of people in the industry out with the British Isles is that this is a laughable delay that's actually been happening here with the decision being made. Aviation, the connectivity that you need internationally, is just as vital to all of the nations of the UK. It's just as vital to Scotland. It's particularly vital when you get to the periphery in areas such as Inverness, where I represent, but you can also count into the fact that there are cities like Dundee, Aberdeen, and then you can get to the ones that you might be more familiar to talk about, which is Edinburgh and Glasgow. Now, we always in the SNP and the Scottish Government work from the view that we're elected by the Scottish people to work for the Scottish people for their benefit. So our view is that the best deal that we can possibly get for Scotland is what we should always be pursuing. And we support the idea absolutely that we should be getting as many direct flights from Scotland as we possibly can. But that doesn't take away the fact that, and I think it's been mentioned a few times, that there is a need sometimes for that combination that needs to happen to provide for a hub elsewhere. Now, there are many hubs that we can connect to within Europe, but clearly one of the most important, one of the most direct ones that we can have is with London and then out into the rest of the world. And those long-haul journeys are particularly important. And as a former retailer, I've got a lot of sympathy for what you say, because it is about the spend, it is about the health of the economy and how you actually develop that into real benefit for people. In the case of Inverness, what we're concerned about, it's the same for Dundee and to a lesser extent Aberdeen, but still is important, is to make sure that we've got some kind of guarantee that we will not be treated in the same way as we have been in the past by giving a here today, gone tomorrow service. You know, we've had ridiculous situations where we've had flights from Inverness to London that have lasted 8 weeks, advertised with all the pomp, circumstance, this is great, it's going to happen, and it's lasted 8 weeks. That is not good enough, it's not a fair way to treat people, and it's not something we can actually subscribe to supporting in any way. So what we want to hear from the argument, just to be absolutely crystal clear about this, is, first of all, let's make a decision in the benefit of the long term, not for a political electoral cycle, but for the outcomes for people in the longer term. Let's make that decision, and let's take that decision quickly so that we can move on and compete. But let's make sure that decision is taken on an inclusive basis that connects those people up to the periphery. And that's where we're coming from. Thank you
very much indeed. Louise.
Well, I want to say something about what we need to do so that we can eliminate the dither factor, which has been around for far too long. And listening to what's been said this morning, the very strong, clear voice from business is about, yes, we need expansion of hub capacity, and yes, that should be at Heathrow. But if we're not going to have any more of that dither factor, we've got to be aware of a number of issues which will enable Parliament to take the right decision. And the Cross-Party Transport Select Committee, in fact, looked at this issue 2 years ago, and I'm pleased to say that the bulk of the findings from the Davis Commission report really reflects what that cross-party committee found. But always remember, the Davis Commission was told, instructed, not to report until after the general election. So that's just an indication, if you need one, about some of the problems in getting an actual decision through. To get the decision through, and the right decision, in my view, it is about expansion of hub capacity, it's about expansion of Heathrow with another runway, is first to keep reminding people this is about the economy. That is the prime issue in the national interest. It's about jobs, it's about economic activity, it's about linking up with connecting markets and not continuing to lose out to hubs in other countries. And that, I think, is the fundamental argument which can't be repeated too much. But together with that, it is not only an issue for the South East or the UK in general. The whole question of connectivity has to be addressed, links to other airports, and whether we're talking about Inverness, Newquay, Liverpool, or other places, that has to be addressed as part of this package. And whether we look at PSOs or other means of doing it, that's got to be part of the perspective. Yes, it's about the national interest, and I'm very firm about that, but there are very important local issues as well, and environmental issues, which are ignored at our peril. And the Commission does make very specific recommendations to do with noise, about local community engagement, about local jobs, about local apprenticeships, about air quality, and about other issues. And it is vital that all of those issues and the ways to address them are taken seriously. Because if they're not taken seriously, people with local concerns, and many of them are correct local concerns, will find that their voices are much, much louder than the voices talking about national interest. And if we're talking about a national parliament, where members of parliament are there from many different points of view, some have a direct interest in this issue, some are very well aware of the economic significance of it, others are not, and are looking at their legitimate local interests. So that local concern and the ways of addressing that, which I think are there in the Davies Commission report, have to be taken seriously, very much as part of the package. So yes, it is decision time, no more dithering, but to get to that position and to allow expansion at Heathrow, which I think is the right way to go, perhaps the only way to go, economic objectives, key, local concerns, very important, it must all be addressed, and that's the way I think we'll get a decision, and I hope sooner rather than later.
Thank you very much, Adili. And finally, Steve Double from Newquay.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to address this audience this morning. I'm the newly elected Member of Parliament for St Austell and Newquay in the middle of Cornwall, privileged to have Newquay Airport in my constituency. And I first looked at this issue about a year ago when I was the candidate. And a few conclusions I came to quite quickly that we've already heard this morning. But firstly, that this decision can't just be about London. It's got to be about the United Kingdom and what is right for the UK. And as representing one of the more remote areas of the UK, very much it needs to be what is right for places like Cornwall. And that is all about connectivity. We are at a disadvantage because of our geography. There are many advantages about living in Cornwall, but one of the disadvantages is the lack of connectivity. Last, we see the government investing in our transport infrastructure, road and rail, but air connectivity is absolutely crucial to our economy in Cornwall going forward. But also, it isn't just about connectivity to London, it's got to be about connectivity to the rest of the world. We heard from John earlier about smoked salmon being exported from Scotland to the Far East, and I'd love to see, our Cornish produce, our Cornish seafood, our lobster, our crab, etc., being exported in large numbers by air out of Cornwall to the rest of the world. And therefore, I came to the conclusion that Heathrow was by far the best opportunity for Cornwall to have that international hub connection direct between Cornwall and the rest of the world for business. And I'm delighted that increasingly, as time has gone on, more and more people are coming around to that same conclusion. The management of the local airport at Newquay is fully behind Heathrow now, and the business community in Cornwall more and more is coming around to that conclusion. So we see very much a united voice coming out of Cornwall that Heathrow is by far the best opportunity for Cornwall to support our local economy and that connectivity for business. But also just to say, I absolutely agree that we've got to get on and make this decision. We've, as the word seems to be, dithered for too long, And I'm delighted the Prime Minister said we will be making a decision by the end of the year. I'm determined to keep him to that, to make sure that we do, because history will not look kindly on us if we miss this opportunity, don't grasp it, and provide some political leadership and get on and expand Heathrow.